Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 346. Nothing can separate. I want you to hear this word. Let it settle. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:4-8, verses 38 and 39. Paul does not say, I hope. He does not say, perhaps. He says, I am sure. And that certainty did not come from an easy life. Paul was imprisoned, stoned, shipwrecked, abandoned by people he trusted. His conviction came from an encounter, from the day Christ knocked him to the ground on the road to Damascus and called him by name. When you meet Jesus for real, doubt about the love of God simply cannot hold its ground anymore. And look at what sits at the center of this promise. Not a feeling, a person. The love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul anchors everything in the cross. The cross is not a decorative symbol. It is the ultimate proof written into history that God does not retreat from your suffering. He came all the way down. He went all the way to death, and he came back. That is the love that is holding you today. Now watch what Paul does. He stacks extremes, death and life, things present and things to come, height and depth, angels, demons, rulers, and powers in the unseen world. He leaves no gap. There is no human situation, none, that falls outside the reach of this love. The darkest moment you have ever lived through, inside the reach. The thing you fear most, inside the reach. The mistake you are convinced finally pushed God away for good, still inside the reach. And there is something here we cannot rush past. This promise was written for believers in Rome who were facing real persecution. This was not metaphor. These were lives in danger. Paul did not promise that suffering would disappear. He promised something greater, that God's love walks through the suffering with you and does not let go. It does not let go in the moment of loss. It does not let go in the moment of doubt. It does not let go when you cannot even find the words to pray. This love holds. And those invisible powers, the forces that sometimes feel relentless, the despair that feels bigger than you, not one of them is greater than what Christ won in the resurrection. The resurrection was not only Jesus' victory. It was the declaration that God's love carries authority over everything that rises against you. My friend, this is not theology meant to stay in your head. It is truth meant to be spoken out of your mouth. So, today, before breakfast, do this. Place your hand on your chest, feel your heart beating, and say out loud, not so God can hear you, he already knows, but so you can hear yourself. Nothing separates me from the love of God in Christ. Then, hand still on your chest, say out loud the name of the one thing weighing heaviest on your heart right now. Just the name, and give it to him. He can carry the weight. He is holding you. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.